spirit lead in this realm. There's a God up in heaven, there's a devil in hell. There's a mother, she's crying, cause her babies are dying. And a father in jail, with a son by his side. But our father, he loves us, unlike any of us. Gave his only beloved, 316 on the cross. I know where you're going, if you live in that life. Don't be perfect among us, but in the dark we are light. Thank you, Jesus, I love you, help me spread the good news. If you live in a lie, you ain't gonna die with the truth.
This is Matt and Mom Live. It's real, it's raw, it's relevant. This show is about the topical, the conversational, but most importantly, the purposeful. We hope to develop and distribute hope to the broken. We pray that this show blesses you today. All right, we're back at it again. This is Matthew Mayer. I'm here with my mother. This is Matt and Mom Live. It's real, it's raw, it's relevant. We're going back and forth conversationally, topically, and most of all, purposefully. So today's topic and show is about God's power and his provision as he, like a master chess player would do, corners and counters are every move, whether they're missteps or right steps, he's always there to bring good out of it. And, you know, my journey specifically has so many different characters, so many different pawns, so to speak, on the chessboard that God brought into my life at the appropriate time. And we're going to do that in a few minutes. But before we get into the main part of the show, I just wanted to thank the listeners out there. We have noticed we have more listeners around the globe. Most recently, listeners from Germany, listeners from France, and listeners from Japan. And we just want to thank you if you're listening today and continue to tune in every Wednesday, Thursday for Matt and Mom Live. We also want to remind you, if you're looking for a good resource about tragedy and how to navigate it, Mom, Your Book's out. It's doing very well. The feedback continually comes in from people that have not been able to put the book down. The book is titled Slammed, subtitle Overcoming Tragedy in the Wave of Grief, authored by my mother, Andrea Mayer. You can find that resource, this book, on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, some local distributors in Cape May County. You can go to 5511publishing.com to purchase. You can reach out to you, Andrea, through your Facebook, or me on my Facebook, Matthew Mayer, and just the way the internet works today, where we can all be connected so easily and rapidly. So with all that being said,
in an ebook.
That's right. We just recently moved into the ebook format through Barnes & Noble and Amazon as well, those different formats. So if you are more inclined to read from an e-reader, we have what you're looking for.
Okay, so God's power and provision, that's what we're going to talk about. And you know what? Let's kind of, first of all, scripturally, you know what? I love that verse that says, two are better than one, for if one falls down, the other is there to pick him up. Is that just so like our God to show his intimacy? To he, not only is he there for us, but he, even in our earthly capacity, he provides that it's good to have a partner. I know when, for years when I worked in the schools, I always had a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, you have your partner. You have your wife that goes with you when you speak. And it's always good just in case somebody's got to run out to the car or there's a glitch and somebody's got to. And in God's economy, he's created us for partnerships. And so when I look at that, I look at scripture, and even in scripture it says when they were doing missionary work, he sent them out two by two.
Right. There are some examples, I guess, even in the Old Testament, obviously, we would start with Adam and Eve.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Two being better than one, and with the next verse in Ecclesiastes, it says, a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Obviously, you and your companion, and the center cord is supposed to be Jesus Christ. So sometimes it takes another person in the flesh to remind you that God is with you. And God uses our circumstances and the people in those circumstances to remind us that he is in complete control. And I speak personally from my own experience, finding myself in a dark setting. We continually go over where I've been, obviously incarcerated for 4.5 years, and the decision that brought me there. But it was in that isolation, in that season where God refined me. And I probably would not have grown as much as I did physically, mentally, and spiritually had not God provided individuals, key components to my growth. And they came from some very unassuming individuals and even from some very shocking individuals. We think of, obviously, going back to the Bible, Joshua and Moses. You know, Joshua was the student to Moses' mentorship, and he was the one that took over. You think of the apostles and the two-by-two grouping that you just explained. You think of David and Jonathan. Jonathan was the son of King Saul, somebody that should have sat on the throne in replace of his father, yet still loved David like a brother, knowing that David was going to sit on his throne because God ordained him to. And other examples in the Bible of this partnership, this companionship, Paul and Silas, Paul and Barnabas.
Yeah, and just along those lines, if you're out there listening, we want you to get into that frame of mind of seeing who has God placed in your life.
Right.
That's what we don't want to miss. It's sometimes it's so incidental until it's hindsight, which they say is 20/20.
Right.
And one of the things I immediately that your dad reminded me of was one of the state troopers that was at the scene of your accident.
Mm-hmm.
Was someone that had watched you play in a soccer game. Is that right?
Yeah, actually not only just watched me play in a professional soccer game, he was at the game previous to this night, this tragic night. And it was on March 1st, 2009, the game that I tore my ACL and my meniscus. And he was actually at that game, so he saw me go down. And you know what's crazy is he made a point to tell me throughout the interrogation that he was at that game, almost to show some empathy about that fall. And obviously sitting across the table with investigators and state police talking about a greater fall, a greater tragedy. But it was almost as if he said, this is not excusable, but I understand on that level. And that was just the beginning of an individual kind of coming alongside me, whether it was law enforcement or whether it was a legal team or whether it was just an individual or stranger. It was God speaking through these individuals to encourage, to remind you that, yes, you messed up, but you're not defined by it. Obviously, I can go on for days about other individuals along my journey that partnered with me or encouraged me for a time, a reason, and a season. But there's just some that stick out more than most. So
let's check this list out. We were talking about some of these people that have been put in your path. And of course, your first entry into prison.
Well, let's rewind first, because right. I just remember, you know, a lot of people ask me, how are you able to speak out? How do you have this platform, this voice? And what's crazy is even to this day, there has not been one opportunity that I sought out on my own. And you would think it would be like, well, he's inserting or imposing his story, his life, himself, upon these agencies, so to speak. And that wasn't the case at all. In fact,
or your mom and dad are in the background.
Yeah, or my dad's influential. He's in law enforcement. And here you go. Here you have the first person, which is the Bible club teacher, Mr. Don True. And that was the beginning of me speaking out. And the ripple effect of that went all the way to Ocean City, and it hit a guy named Charlie Simonson, who was a police officer for Ocean City Police Department, and he's also a member of the South Jersey Traffic Safety Alliance, and he sits on that board. So when he heard about the story, he brought my story and the attention of it to Miss Teresa Thomas, Wayne Shelton, Tim Chelius from the South Jersey Traffic Safety Alliance. They basically talked about it, and they contacted us to ask if we would like to continue this cause in the schools. And as we did before, you know, we prayed about it as a family, and we said, sure. And this was the beginning of God providing different people at different times in this journey to remind you or to remind me or to remind whoever is listening who's going through it that he's in complete control and he's going to bring people alongside of you. to partner with you, even as for a simple encourager, the encouragement in the moment, and then you'll never see that person again. And then obviously when I got away into my incarceration in an environment that I couldn't foresee, I couldn't even imagine, even though you hear stories, you see it on TV, and I didn't know what to expect. And obviously within minutes, people were coming over to my bed area that saw it on the news. They were all Spanish. They loved soccer. They were just individuals that really did make it the transition a lot easier. But there was one individual that stuck out like a sore thumb. Not only did he stick out like a sore thumb, because I'm about to talk about him, but he literally stuck out like a sore thumb. He looked like a middle class, maybe upper middle class.
Preppy,
country surfer.
Country club golf guy.
Yeah, silver white hair. Yeah.
I know who he's talking about already.
Dressed in obviously a New Jersey DOC outfit, but tucked in shirt. And he comes over and I'm like, wow, look at this guy. And we just start talking. He asks where I'm from. We basically have the common thread that he comes down into this area and vacations. And he knew my old high school basketball coach. And turns out this individual named Jack Moore, and he just was there like in the beginning stages as almost like a father figure. And he was always looking after me. He was always there to communicate with as far as what you're going through. And we were able to use each other as not only a soundboard, but almost like these, how can I say, able to just encourage one another. It was more than a soundboard. It was like he was always there and I was always there.
And he was, in simple terms, not a criminal at all. Had no criminal past.
Right, no criminal background.
And the fact that he was there was, for you, as you said, it was not isolating you into this insanity of prison without God providing a sense of stability that, Matt, you're not a criminal and you're normal. And this guy's normal, and that path was reciprocated back and forth.
Right, and in a place where you don't think you can really trust anybody, I was able to instantly take my guard down around somebody, which means a lot because you don't know what to expect in there. You don't know who is being deceptive. And what Jack did for me and what I did for him was uplift each other in an environment that so easily hold you down, tears you down. So he was just one individual. And, you know, not soon after my acclimation to this world and me and Jack getting along and going to church and working out together, in comes another chess piece on the chessboard of life. And this person had a little bit more notoriety, a little bit more attention.
Do you remember the first time that I told you?
I do. We heard it in the prison. We heard it, the buzz, and he would be coming not only to this institution, this facility, he'd be coming to that tier. It was a very specific tier. And you guys obviously heard on the street, however, and I remember a conversation with you about guess who's coming. And we both said Jason Williams, former NBA All-Star. And you instructed me, as you would and as you've done in the past, that you better not be impressed by his celebrity. In fact, you better influence him and not the other way around. You better be a good example for him. You better lead him in the right path. He's probably just as hurting as everybody else. He's been through a lot. And you told me what the environment did opposite of. And I heard the buzz on the tier about what we're going to get from him and what we're going to do. And I saw some of the guys that were kind of so duplicit in mindset, so divided, so diabolical. And I'm using such words because it is a very, very dark place. These guys completely transformed when Jason showed up.
They wanted to like get on his good side.
Because they wanted to take advantage of him. They wanted to get on his good side. They wanted to put out the false identity that would, I guess, in their own mind's eye, get them into Jason's pockets.
Well, let me ask you this. How many years was Jason's trial going on before?
The longest, I think, standing trial in the state of New Jersey was 8 years.
8 years. And so my first thought when I actually read it on the internet that Jason was going there, my first thought, and I remember it like it was yesterday, was I knew it was a long trial. It had been on court TV. I knew of him. I'm also a basketball zealot. I actually liked him when he was playing. I loved his personality. But it was like God impressed on my heart one thing immediately. And I said this to you. Oh.
We always receive calls, but we decline.
Oh, sorry, but you're going to have to call back. But one of the things that God impressed on my heart was, Matt, you are there for him. He is not there for you. Because I knew your sense of groundedness and stability and all that God was doing in your life. And that was my first thing is, Matt, remember, because if, again, you look at time, 8 years, and then Jay winds up right at Mid-State, right while you're there.
Right, and I just got there in January. He got there in February. It was around his birthday, February 22nd. It was around the 8th year anniversary of his incident, which happened on Valentine's Day. And my situation only took 10 months to get there, which when you talk to other people that were going through the same process, it lasted longer than a year sometimes, maybe a year and a half before they got into the system. So my process sped up. His process slowed down, and we find ourselves there. So
God's perfect timing.
God's perfect timing brings Jason in, and me and Jason hit it off immediately. Obviously, common background, professional athletes. We instantaneously garnered respect from our peers. And I always say, Jason taught me routine. I taught him or showed him commitment. Jason was the reason why I was getting up extra early, going to the back of the tier, working out. Jason was the reason why I became very regimented because he was very routined. I say I brought to the table the commitment aspect, how to be in your devotions and commit to it as opposed to just being regimented in it. So with this perfect blend, this companion, obviously two being better than one, we began to influence our environment. We started a Bible study in the midst of 38 males that are all confined in a dormitory setting. Approximately 25 plus would attend daily. So we have this church in there, and we're seeing lives change because we are opening up God's Word, number one. We are administering it and teaching it. And then we are living by it outside of the Bible study, which was a majority of the battle. Getting these guys to buy into your character, your conduct, and your conversation isn't what happens in the Bible study or in the church setting. It is actually what takes place outside of those settings because they're waiting for you to talk like they talk. They're waiting for you to do what they do. And when you don't and they see something different about you, you become attractive. And when you become attractive and you can introduce them to the one that makes you different, and that's Jesus Christ. So over time, me and Jason did this successfully, and we were jailing. We were breaking up fights on other tiers because we'd meet with gang members in the yard. We had so much influence. We're talking to them about not doing certain things, and, you know, this buzz is going around the institution. And what we did was every time we would either play like a game on the tier with each other, whether it was cards or just leisure activities, we would write down his number in basketball being number 55 and my number in soccer being 11, and we would write down team 55-11. And this was the beginning of an idea that is actually birthed today, and I doubt we're going to get into all the intricacies in this show, but I'm sure the follow-up show will talk about it even further. And that simply is, as you might have heard it or read it, whether looking at your book, Mom Slammed, or even my Uncle Jack's book, we're going to talk about him and maybe have him on the show next episode. 5511 Publishing. And it began in that dark setting with Jason writing down a vision and actually believing that a publishing company with 5511 can exist. And it went deeper than that. And this is the reason, was this the sealer of the deal, was I decided to look up those two numbers in the Bible. Whatever address and whatever name of book in the Bible would have 5511 attached to it. And, you know, I went through it, and there wasn't many that even have 55 chapters in it. So I landed on Isaiah 5511, and I read it, and it was like this fingerprint of God moment. And the Bible verse says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth." This is God speaking. "It shall not return to me void or empty, and it shall accomplish what I please. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." And the thing is, it's almost general, like in whatever reason, my word is attached to your life or this project or this organization or this job or what have you, I'll prosper it.
Wow.
If obviously, you are using his word properly. And I'm not saying because 55 Land Publishing has a Christian background and has a Bible verse attached to it that God is going to prosper it. No, but the content, your book, Uncle Jack's book, and my book coming out soon, the content that has been squeezed out of us through various circumstances in our life, and they're not always good, not always good, and the outcome, not always good. But because God is always good, we know that his word will not return empty. It's going to accomplish a good thing. So just that relationship and the spark.
You couldn't write that. You couldn't plan that out. Only the majestic hand of God could put such pieces together. Even when every time I look at 5511 Publishing in the book, it just brings chills because it's like, what are the chances that that would be the Bible verse?
Right.
That would be the umbrella for all the work that we're doing.
That's right. And, you know, there's so many different parts as we go back and forth talking about meeting Jack Moore and our relationship and how he really was always there for me, even if I didn't ask him to be. And then Jason coming in and me and him being like brothers. There was a camaraderie between us, and everybody knew it. And I was his buffer at times, kept people away from him when they were a little overwhelming, and he did likewise. And we sharpened each other out. The Bible verse is iron sharpens iron. We are talking about two being better than one. We're talking about God's power and his provision in your life and what it looks like. And are you seeing it? Who has he brought into your life or alongside of you to encourage you at a time that you needed it the most? It might not be somebody you expected. It might be a stranger. It might be a neighbor. It might be an enemy. But because God isn't playing chess against the devil, he's playing chess with himself. He's countering and he's cornering every move you make on that board to get your attention, to glorify himself, and to make good out of your situation. We challenge you to begin to see that.
Well, what's that verse? You should have eyes to see and ears to hear. I always pray that. Lord, give me eyes to see.
Yeah.
Because if we're not looking in the spiritual realm, we're going to miss it. And how many times do we miss things that could be blessings because we didn't have eyes to see or ears to hear?
Yes, so we are going to kind of wrap up today's show. We're right about that mark. We kind of want to make these pretty quick shows for you, about 20 minutes, no more, no less, just so you can tune in or share this show with a friend that you know is in need of some hope or some encouragement. And we just pray that what we share on this broadcast is encouraging to you, and it gets you to see where you're at and how God is always there. There's still more characters to introduce.
Oh, there's a lot more characters.
And so what we'll do is we'll stop for today, and we will continue again with next week's show. And we'll try to connect these dots and maybe bring in Uncle Jack, Jack Trombetta. And the reason why I would do that is because he's an author on the label, 55 Land Publishing. His book is titled Material Evidence. Again, you can find it on the website. But you can also find his book, his title, Material Evidence, on Amazon.com.
Which is a fiction. And actually, it's a great time of year to get that book for someone, because it deals with the missing body of Christ in the grave.
Right, so if you saw Passion of the Christ, directed by Mel Gibson, it just is an actual continuation. If they were to make a movie, a sequel, to where that movie ended, that Passion of the Christ, it's as if Uncle Jack wrote that script, and it's remarkable. So, we thank you for listening. We always remind you that the clearest testimony you can give is not the one you share for people to hear. It's the one you live for people to see. And Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for listening all across the world. God bless. Heaven is next. He's the map to my life, so I never feel lost. Son of man is the light, shines my way through the dark. Loves me just as I am, despite all my flaws. He takes the pain from my flesh and leaves it right at the cross. Oh.
Which way are you going? Yahweh, you don't know him. I answer his calling. Y'all people ain't knowing. He breathed in my lungs and spared me from Satan. now that I love even my loved ones they hate. Waiting patiently, pacing for me to fall on my face. But I'm falling in faith, pardon me for his grace. There's a battle out there, spiritually in this realm. There's a God up in heaven, there's a devil in hell. There's a mother, she's crying, cause her babies are dying. And the father in jail, with a son by his side. But our father, he loves us, unlike any of us. Gave his only beloved, 316 on the cross. I know where you're going, if you live in that light. Don't be perfect among us, but in the dark we are light. Thank you, Jesus, I love you. Help me spread the good news. If you live in a lie, you ain't gonna die with the truth. Guys that are running the street, y'all think y'all doing something different.
Nah.
Don't you know they've been watching that block that you're on since before my time?
Wow.
So what makes you think that you're doing something different? You want to do something different? Put your faith in Christ. I've been there.